This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Credit cards are convenient, but they can be costly. Between fees and interest payments, we pay big bucks to use our plastic. And if you thought no other fees were possible, think again. Retailers now have the option to bill you for the fees they pay to the likes of Visa and MasterCard anytime you swipe your card. Now, that had been verboten under the old rules, but the change is part of a $7 billion settlement deal that credit card companies made with merchants last year. Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look at what this could mean for consumers.
Credit card swipe fees are usually between 1 and 4% of the price of what you buy. They do add up to more than $30 billion a year. Merchants have long said the fees eat away at already thin profit margins, and now we may get the chance to feel their pain.
Unfortunately, you could start seeing a new retailer surcharge, which we're calling a checkout fee, when you use your credit card to buy goods and services.
Linda Sherry is the director of national priorities at Consumer Action, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group. She says shoppers can be on the lookout for a notice at the entrance of the store about the new fee. You'll also be reminded of the fee when you check out.
A merchant can say to a customer, if you use debit, cash, or check, you're going to pay less than with this credit card, and it helps me out, and it'll help you out.
But most of us probably won't see the new fee, says Jeff Leonard with the National Association of Convenience Stores.
Even with all the noise about surcharging, I don't think you'll see surcharging anytime soon.
Leonard points out that 10 states have laws in place that ban the fee, including New York, California, and Florida. And stores are worried about consumer backlash. Even if the new fees aren't passed on, retailers may ask customers to pay in a way that's cheaper for the store, says retail consultant Michael Sansolo.
Everybody's card is not created equal to everybody else's cards.
Sansolo says rewards cards carry higher fees for merchants. Credit cards cost merchants more than debit cards. And debit cards have a two-tier fee system, depending on whether you type in your PIN or sign.
So retailers could make a point with the shopper that if you're using a debit card and you do the signature, it might be a 2 or 3% charge, but if you do it with your PIN, maybe there's no charge.
Sansolo says once consumers have more information about the fees associated with cards, they may choose to use debit instead of credit, or even cash. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.